instead of death, I'd say that man is alive. Dead, Jack. He's dead, Jack. Dead, Jack.
Well, it got to a point where I was...
Your speculation, just an educated guess, I'd say that man is alive. Dead, Jack. He's dead, Jack.
Well, it got to a point where I was trying to say it in so many different ways, you know?
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead, Captain. He's dead, Jim.
I'd switch it around sometimes. I said, Jim, he's dead.
He's dead. She's dead. He's dead. She's dead.
TARDIS Jukebox, Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
So much.
I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Well, I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. I wanna hold my baby as tight as I can, and I should love her tonight. I'm not a man. Heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Won't you meet me in a hurry up behind the barn? Don't you be afraid, I do you no harm. I want you to bring me on your rockin' shoes. Yeah.
is a song that we was all brainwashed with. Remember this old is but goodies?
When you take an incarnation, it's like getting into a spacesuit. And the whole program for running that spacesuit on this plane of existence, that whole mechanism is something that is like software in the system, and it has to be developed. You develop the software, and that happens through your DNA code, through your socialization process, through all the people you meet and talk to. But notice an interesting thing, that your whole sense of separateness is really rooted from some uncomfortable experience being separate. Somehow experiencing myself having experienced the pain of separateness and having not the power to control that I couldn't get what I wanted when I wanted it. Once I became a somebody who wanted something, and I only became the somebody who wanted something because I didn't have what I wanted all the time. I hadn't even had a want up until then. I had to learn wants, by the way. I want to. first thing you have to realize is you're in prison. You've been had. You bought into a conceptual model that you got trained into from birth to deal with your separateness. And it's a whole structure that you've invested with reality. From your point of view, it's the only reality most of the time. Now, where are all the other planes of reality when we're so busy investing in this one rather uninteresting plane? But the minute you realize you are in prison, that's the relative reality perception. You realize you got a problem. You realize there's more than one channel. You realize there's another place from which to look. You understand that everything is real depending on where you're looking at it from. Just like you dreamt last night, and in that dream, that stuff was real. And you woke up, and then you said, I woke up. Into what? You ultimately must realize you just woke up into another one of them. Didn't the one you were in last night seem real? Still here. Long dream. And once I had realized that I was in prison, I looked back at all the years in which I had taken it all so seriously. And I thought, didn't I have any clues, any of those years? I mean, did I go 30 years without a clue that I was caught in some weird psychosis, group psychosis? The first thing you have to realize is you're in prison.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. And this evening, we were having something of a training session, although without a trainee because they didn't show up. So I played a bunch of music for an hour when I would have been explaining things. And then we fooled around the Royal We. We fooled around with the DJ mixer and playing some things backwards, the CDJ players. So as far as the music, I played on vinyl here. Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. We heard the Armadillo Stomp, and There's Good Rockin' Tonight. We're doing a Sonic Time Manipulations. And then we heard some Spellbinding Piano from Burma. A song, Santa Clan Na Yi, Beautiful Angels. And then this relatively new yet old Jimi Hendrix album that's a new CD. It's been here a couple of months and recorded live at the Los Angeles Forum on April 26, 1969. We heard a version of the Star Spangled Banner before the Woodstock one. And then we also heard later on a long jam called Tax Free. In between that, we had Ram Dass and Kreese with a Spacesuit for Earth from the Cosmics album. And then I also played a couple of my own songs in there, songs I had composed. There was Flowers for... Pele Told Us to Leave Our Homes Now Before the Volcano Explodes. And then also another composition, Sometimes the Wind Blows Upwards Towards the Sun. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a vehicle and driving, because people die that way. So, as last week, I thought there was a new show called Smoke Breaks that's coming on. But I don't see any Smoke Breaks DJs yet. So, we'll give them to 10 o'clock exactly, and then we'll turn things over to Rick Deckard Automation. And next week, well, next week, yes. Next week will be another week I expect to be here. And